Hi, I'm Rosella, and you're listening to Cat Tales.
You're listening to Cat Tales.
Hi, I'm Cat, and you're listening to Cat Tales. Dance anthem Everybody's Free is one of the defining songs of the 90s, peaking at number 6 in the UK, selling more than 6 million copies and catapulting Rosella to international stardom. Hit after hit and a tour with Michael Jackson followed for the chart-topping Queen of Rave, but when musical taste changed and girl and boy bands started to dominate the charts, dance music lost its edge. But Rosella is no ordinary performer. She never let her love for music subside and continued to release music and toured the UK with Billy Ocean. Now she's back, proving that a single-minded passion for music will get you through, and the Queen of Rave is reclaiming her throne with no thought of relinquishing it anytime soon. This is The One with Rosella. Welcome to the show, Rosella. I'm really pleased to be speaking to you for Cat Tales.
And
I'd just like to talk about your life story, really, because it's quite a fascinating one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when you're living it, you can't see that. And when others say what you just said, I go, what?
It is strange looking back on things, isn't it? And you think, did I really do all that stuff? And you get to a point in life, don't you, where you think, yeah, was it really me? Do you ever feel like that?
Absolutely, absolutely, especially when I look back and, see that I supported Michael Jackson, I go, what?
Yeah.
Did that really happen? I mean, quite a few things, actually. You jog my brain and I go back and I start thinking, you know, so.
It's strange, isn't it? I mean, you know, you were the girl who was born in Zambia, for a start, and then you've had, you know, your major success started with 5 number ones. And then coming across to Europe, it just exploded for you, didn't it? With number ones in the US Billboard charts and top tens across Europe. It must have seemed quite surreal at the time, let alone now.
Well, absolutely. I was born in Zambia and then moved to Zimbabwe where the hit singles began to happen for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I started off in Zambia. I was, you know, only 10 when I first did my children's television program. Then we moved to Zimbabwe. I joined a band and we went round, you know, doing cover songs around Zimbabwe. And I thought, I loved doing this, but I wanted to release original material under my own name. I wanted to be an artist in my own right. And then I joined a talent contest. There were 3 of them. And I won each of the heats of these talent contests. And a prize was a recording contract in Zimbabwe.
Wow. That must have been absolutely incredible. Did you expect, did you expect to win? But of course you didn't expect to win, did you? I mean, you're a young girl at the time and you're just starting out on your career. You know, did that seem almost like, you know, I've hit the big time?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you said earlier about looking back and seeing how things have panned out, I didn't know it then, but when I look at things now, I guess, you know, at the time, and I still do it now, life is like a mirror. What you put out, you get back.
Yeah.
And, you know, back then, I wanted to be an artist in my own right. I wanted to release material in my own right. And lo and behold, this talent contest came about and I won it. And the prize was a recording contract. So I got the opportunity to record original material under my own name, Rosella. In fact, I was called Rosella Miller in Zimbabwe. And then I'd gotten as far as I possibly could. And then the mind went into overdrive again. And I'm thinking, right, there's only so far I could go in Zimbabwe because it's a small country. I need to be an international singer.
That's
so
right.
Throw the net wider. And lo and behold, there was an English producer who saw my videos on Zimbabwean TV. He happened to be friends with one of the biggest DJs on Zimbabwe radio. And, you know, they introduced us and I was signed to Grammar Records in Zimbabwe and they believed in me. They met with this producer and they bought me my first 2 or 3 air tickets to come to the UK to record in the studio and see where all that went. you know.
Yeah, amazing. Was it a big shock for you coming over to London at the time? I mean, that was, you know, we're not talking about today's age where international travel is second to, you know, second place, isn't it? Second nature. It was very different in those days, wasn't it? Must have been a big wrench for you coming over from Africa to over here.
Oh, it was. But I think what kept me going, and I guess it still does till today, is my hunger to make it in this industry. I really was so hungry for it, to want to make it as an international singer, you know. And my dad, you know, bless him, he's not with us anymore, but he said to me, you know, you're going to England, but just remember, if it all doesn't work out, you always have a home in Zimbabwe. Oh. You always have family. And that really touched me. But in some ways, it made me even more determined to try and make this thing work, you know. So, yeah, and it was I think it was more the weather that got to me.
I can understand that.
The cold.
I used to think,
well, I won't be, you know, living here for too long. I'll be sort of going backwards and forwards to Zimbabwe and getting some heat and warmth and stuff like that and coming to the UK. But of course, things didn't work out that way, because I soon realized when, you know, I had the hit singles and I started traveling, and I could travel to Europe within anywhere between an hour to 3 hours and then be back in the UK home. It just wasn't feasible for me to go back and live in Zimbabwe and do it that way. You know, it became apparent so soon. So,
well, this is it, isn't it? I suppose if you're describing there a young woman who's really got an ambition and she knows what she wants, she's got her eye on the target, and you've got to really admire that spirit, and you've went for it. And wow, did it pay off? I mean, that hit of Everyone Is Free was obviously the one that broke you, and an international hit. You must have thought, for goodness sake, wow, this is the route for me. This is it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible. Everybody's Free to Feel Good is now turned 30 years old this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, doing the festivals, doing the gigs. And I didn't realize Everybody's Free turned 30 years old this year, and until my fans sort of started sending me congratulations messages on my social media, and my jaw hit the floor. I thought, what? And my husband said, oh my gosh, it's 30 years old. And he looked it up and he's like, yeah, it was released in September. I think the 11th or the 17th of September, 1991. I just couldn't believe it, you know. And I'm so grateful that I'm still being asked to go out and perform at festivals, clubs, parties, you know, you name it. And because of what the song is all about, I suppose.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to have something like that behind you, to be able to remember in your career and to use even today, because it is, as you say, 30 years old. It's an iconic track. People remember it, don't they? And they still sing it. So that shows you what a success it was. From your perspective now, though, do you feel like it's, you know, from that point, almost like a double-edged sword in a way? You know, you want to remember that, but does it sort of hang over your head and you think, no, actually, I want to be remembered for my new music?
Yeah, well, you know, Kat, there was a time when the girl bands and the boy bands all started having their moment, so to speak, and I was going out and doing anywhere between 5 to 7 club dates per week. And so, you know, suddenly I was lucky if I was doing 1 or 2 club dates in a period of 2 months. It just all came to such a stop. Mm-hmm. The boy bands and the girl bands were happening. And I remember going through a time thinking, if I sing Everybody's Free again, I'm going to scream because I've got other songs to sing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then this phase happened, you know, but I was still doing the odd club date or shows here and there. That during that period, I thought my career is over. You know, the record label dropped me. And I just, it was a scary time.
Yeah.
You know, but when I look back at all that, you know, I met my who's now my husband. And I think had that all not happened, I probably wouldn't have met my hubby, you know. And also, I took up a beauty therapy course because I thought, you know, I can't be sitting home idle. I need to earn a living. And I thought one of the things that I enjoyed was when I walked out of a salon after having a facial or a massage was that lovely uplifting feeling. And that's So I did that. And then, the club dates started sort of coming back again, and this I Love the 90s started coming back again. And my gratitude was so great. I mean, I've always been grateful, but I looked back and I thought, never will I ever say singing Everybody's Free to Feel Good is boring me, because it's a part of my life. So answering your question, no, it's just part of my repertoire. And if that's the only song that people know me for, well, look, it's a big hit. Well, I got nothing to complain about.
Oh, no, absolutely. And you just described it so beautifully, Rosanna, about the...
Thank you.
The, you know, you've also got that, you know, it's so fickle, the music industry, isn't it? You're describing it so eloquently that you are the queen of rave, you're up there in the dance charts, in the top 10 hits, and then suddenly the music changed, didn't it? Through no fault of yours, along come the boy bands, the girl bands, and that was it, really. That overtook everything, didn't it, at that time?
Absolutely.
There was nothing you could do, was there, to respond to that?
No, absolutely. You at the time when you're living through it, you just want to get out of it, you know. But when I look back, you just got to let allow this thing to play out. And, you know, I look back so many years later and I just think, well, that's happened. And here I am appreciating going out and singing Everybody's Free more than I ever could. Here I am having the opportunity to... you know, have met my husband, and for us to get to know each other and be in a relationship. So many years later, we're still together, thank goodness, and he's my number one fan. And so, you know, Kat, all I can say is just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and what will be. Although it's easier said than done, I understand that, but everything plays out for a reason.
Oh, you're so right. I mean, what you're describing there, for me, it's just so inspiring, because it sounds to me like you just go with it, go with the flow, and then it will take you in the direction it's going to take you. You know, and that's lovely. I love the idea that you actually went and trained as a beautician and looked at a different career path, and you didn't stand back and just go, oh no, it's all, you know, it's all going downhill, it's all ending. You did something positive, and that's so brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I otherwise I'd be a bag of nerves, and I just thought, no, I need to be qualified in something, and you know, that steadied me, and I just thought, you know, I can always open up my own beauty salon, which is still a little, you know, something that I want to do on the sidelines.
Yeah,
I wanted the chance to. Why not? But, you know, it's still there, and I'm grateful I did that, you know. But here we are 30 years later, and I'm still singing my songs.
Torch I carry, it's in danger of going.
been slipping away.
Hi, I'm Rosella, and you're listening to Cat Tales. And that was called I Feel It Slipping Away.
Yeah.
And that was written by Lamont Dozier. And that was not even released, but it was done in the 70s or the 80s. And I covered that track, and he's about, I believe, in his 80s now, and he sent a personal message just saying thank you to Rosella for doing the song and to Energize. And we just were all bowled over and so grateful that, you know, we got a message from one of the writing gods, Lamont Dozier. So,
that's incredible. Yeah. That's just incredible. And, of course, you made that your own song, didn't it? You put your own interpretation
exactly.
on it. So to get him to actually say, that's really good, that's got to be, that's a special moment.
That sealed the deal for me. That sealed the deal for me.
And what amazing songs you're producing still even now. And you're resurrecting a career, aren't you, in the industry? I mean, it's always been there for you, obviously. You've been producing music all this time, haven't you? But it's now started to have a resurgence with your new music.
Yeah.
How's that all come about?
Well, you know, a few years ago, Gary from Energize, you know, got in contact with me and is like, you know, you got to record another album. We'd want you on our label. It's just a small label. Him and his partner run from an office they have in their home, and he has a daytime job as well. And they've been going for about, I think, they've been going now for about 26, 27 years. And I joined Energize around 2018. And I thought, why not? Because I've been recording songs here and there and releasing the odd single, but it was more the live work that I was doing. So, you know, this opportunity came and I thought, well, why not? You know, what an opportunity to go out and record new material and co-write songs and do cover songs. And so Gary and I sat down and here we are. You know, hopefully we'll be releasing an album sometime March, April 2022. So from it, we've released three singles so far. Yeah.
And what amazing singles they are
Thank you.
I mean, the latest one, I mean, I've listened to all of the tracks actually from the album so far, but the last one, I Want You Back, is just it's just so uplifting again. And I think that's what's so wonderful about your music.
Thank you so much. With this album, you know, Everybody's Free, the album and the songs, are so positively charged lyrically. This album, I said to Gary, I want to do, you know, songs that are completely mid-tempo, ballads, cover songs that were covered by artists in the 70s or the 80s where, you know, Kat, when you hear the song, though I won't give too much away, when you hear the song, I want you to go and think, I'm sure I've heard that song somewhere, but, you know, because we've modernized it and given it a new sort of beat, but I've try to keep the elements and ingredients of the song, that of the covers that I've done from that time. And I co-wrote some songs of which I Want You Back. I co-wrote with Goose and Yannick in Belgium 2018. So hopefully we've got all different flavors of music happening on this album. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh, I think you should be. It sounds to me like it's really a summary of what you're all about, actually. You've got your uplifting, your high dance tempo and all that sort of stuff. But you've also, by the sound of it, chosen some special songs that you want to make your own. And then that's the key with cover songs, isn't it? Is how do you make it your own?
Well, you know, your voice. You know, when any artist puts their voice on a cover song, their unique talent and voice comes out, and it actually changes that song, you know. And of course, it's not like the covers that I've done. We've either slowed the tempo down or have made it mid-tempo to fit my vocals. And there's a few different instrumentations that we've done of it. So we've taken the songs to a different level. And Gary was saying, you know, he thinks I've got a unique voice, and he's like, your voice just changes every song, and you make it a Rosella song. So whatever he means by that.
Lovely. It sounds good to me. Put it that way, Rosella. It really does. And he's right. Your voice is that unique sound, isn't it? And that's the one part of it that is always going to be yours, isn't it? That vocal. How do you actually choose the other elements that go on there as well, though, from the point of view of, you know, who plays the music behind you and all those other ingredients to make a good song? Is there a formula there that you use?
Well, actually, I have to, you know, give it up to Gary. Gary is, I call him Mr. Music Man. Mr. Music is. Honestly, he is phenomenal. He's worked with so many other, you know, musicians and labels in the past. And, you know, when I'm in the studio recording and putting down a vocal, I always ask him to be there, to be present, because he can hear things. He can hear my voice. And there's also another singer called Nikki French. And she's also in there. You know, she did some backing vocals on quite a few of my tracks. So they have brought different elements out of my voice. And Gary knows quite a few producers and a few mixers that he's worked with over the years. And I found also, fortunately, what has happened with me, Kat, is that there was one of the tracks, I think it was Turn on the Light and Magnificent. Gary sent them out, and quite a few of the mixers all came back saying, we'll drop everything we're doing because we want to work with Rosella. She did Everybody Free to Feel Good. So we want this opportunity to mix these tracks for Rosella for nothing. So I'm thinking, wow, did something right there.
Well, yeah, and people are feeling the buzz about it. And that's what's so exciting, isn't it? And really, today we've got a music industry that's looking for something a little bit more, isn't it? Isn't there? You know, a little bit more uplifting than there has been in the past, I think. We're at that time after the pandemic where we need it, don't
we? Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, you know, we just let these musicians and producers let the magic happen, and we trust them with it, you know, and then they send us their mixes of whatever track it is we sent to them of just my vocal stems. And, you know, we just wait and hear what's going to come out of the Pandora's box, so to speak.
Oh, how brilliant, how brilliant. Now, I'd just like to take you back, if I may, to something you said earlier on in our conversation. And it was something I was going to ask you about, because it has to be surely the highlight of the years gone by. I'm not going to say the highlight of your career, because I'm sure there's going to be bigger and better things to do. But it was just... Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm going to say here? It's all about being part of Michael Jackson's Dangerous Tour. I mean, that's, you know, for somebody as iconic as Michael Jackson, that must have been, I don't know, incredible.
Well,
tell
honestly,
me about it.
Kat, I will say definitely that has been one of the highlights of my career. You know, as a child growing up, you know, going to junior school and loving the Jackson 5. And then they became the Jacksons because Michael branched out and became Michael Jackson. And just loving these guys and their songs. And we'd all go crazy. And then fast forward, I'm supporting Michael Jackson. How surreal is that? You know, how surreal is that? And I did 43 dates with him across Europe for a period of, I think it was either 3 or 3.5 months. And it was just absolutely magnificent. It was hard work because every day or every second day we were traveling to different venues, whether it was by plane, train or automobile. We were doing our thing and it was hard work. And I thought, how does he do it? Because towards the end of my time of being on the tour with him, I just thought, I want to be home now. I want to wake up in my own house, go down and make my own tea or coffee, whatever time I want to, instead of being in a hotel room. But I knew, just grab this moment and enjoy it, because it will come to an end one day. And it did. And I just have so many magical and wonderful memories. And, you know, I got to meet Michael a couple of times. We took some photographs the first time, and he was really nice to me. We were chatting. He said to me, Rosella, I hear how the fans are screaming for you when I'm driving in. You know, he went on 30 minutes before my set. After my set, sorry, and, you know, how are you doing? How do you look after your voice? I'm going, my gosh, you're asking me how I look after my voice. This is the king of pop, you know, and he was really so nice. And at the end, you know, I asked to meet him again just to say thank you, and he gave me a hug, you know, kiss on my cheek, and like, you know, you take care, Rosella. And he was so down to earth, so down to earth.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. That was, you know, just to have somebody, you know, who, as you say, was an, you know, an inspiration when you're young, to then actually be touring alongside them. But for somebody so phenomenal as Michael Jackson, that has to, I can understand why that must be up there with one of your most memorable moments so far.
I will never forget, you know, and I have to say, you know, when we were able to watch his shows, we did at every possible time we could, if we didn't have to travel to another country, I would stand and just watch him. And it was literally like watching magic unfold before your very eyes. He was phenomenal, phenomenal.
Incredible. I never saw him, unfortunately. And I think a lot of people, you know, now with him taken so soon, you think, oh, you know, so many people have missed out on that talent, haven't they? Looking at that in real life. So that must have been wonderful for you to enjoy that.
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Rosella, and you're listening to Cat Tales.
Now, are there any other moments that really stick out for you so far in your career, Rosella, that you think, oh yeah, that was one of them?
Yeah, well, I had, it was always my dream to do an album that was sort of, not strictly jazz, but I'd say easy listening jazz. Mm-hmm. And I got the opportunity to do such an album. And in fact, I also did a jazzy version of Everybody's Free, so we put it on there. And then out of that, I got the opportunity to support Billy Ocean, who also was someone that I loved from when I was young. And we did 53 dates, across England. We broke it up. They weren't all 50 dates, 53 dates, one after the other. We sort of started 2008, October to November, and then had a break and then got back to finishing the rest of the dates about February till March. And, I had a three-piece band. It was Simon on keyboards, or piano rather, John on drums and Alexis on bass, and myself singing. So it was a different type of show for me to do rather than what I do now, going out and doing Everybody's Free with, the backing track and sometimes dancers, and I had nothing to hide behind. And we were doing them in concert halls where there were 2,000-3,000 people, and yeah, so you could hear a pin drop, and any croak in my voice was so magnified.
So aware of it. Oh no.
Yeah, but it was a wonderful experience, and you know, supporting Billy Ocean and having that opportunity, and you know, being with him, he's such a wonderful, talented, spiritual human being, and I'm so grateful to have had that opportunity as well.
Oh, that sounds amazing. So you're looking forward to going back on tour, no doubt, after the world is now starting to open up a little bit. Have you got any dates or anything that you've got planned yet?
Yes, well, since the Freedom Day, so to speak, was announced, I've had about 40 dates in my diary till December that I've counted, which I've been so grateful for, you know, after not having worked for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few dates in my diary for 2022, and they keep on getting added quite nicely. And, you know, I'm keeping quite busy, and my agents are going, yeah, you're going to double up or triple up in a night, and we'll give you enough time to travel from one destination to the next, you know. So it's just been brilliant being back, you know, and you can see the audience are just, it's like they've been let out the house.
Yes, this
they've
is
opened
it.
The key, and, you know, and I mean, for all of us.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful being back.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, where can people find out this information then, Rosella? They want to go and see you in concert. Where do they go?
Well, I manage my own social media, so I normally put all my dates up on either Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, I have a Spotify channel as well. So everything is on there. All my dates and where I'm performing is on there.
That's terrific. That's where they head then. So, Rosella, I could speak to you all night, but I bet you've got other people to speak to, haven't you?
It's been wonderful. Yes, so Kat, hopefully we'll be speaking, you know, when the album is out sometime
yes.
next year.
Indeed we will. Let's do that. Get another date in the diary, and we'll talk about the album and where you're going to
That'll
next.
That'll be lovely.
Aww.
That'll be lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you, and I wish you all the
same
best.
Same here, my darling.
And we'll speak
thank
soon.
Thank you. Same to you.
You take care.
All right. Thank you.
See
God
soon.
Bless. You
and
too.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Kat Tales with me, Kat, and my guest today, Rosella. The tracks featured are I Feel It Slipping Away and I Want You Back, which are available in stores and digitally on all the main streaming and download outlets. To listen to this again and to other tales, visit cattales.co.uk.
You've been listening to Cat Tales.